Welcome to the Georgia Show. We are brought to you by the Georgia Record, georgiarecord.com. Our only funding is from you. We're not paid. We get advertisers, but we're not paid by certain big interests like pharma or other political organizations to put out a certain narrative. Our funding is from you or from our advertising, our subscriptions. And we just want to make that point. We have seen a real issue in the Georgia GOP convention, and it's one of not respecting the grassroots and essentially tyranny. And this is a problem we've seen all over the country. I was at the Miami-Dade Republican Executive Committee, and we saw the very same tactics. We also have seen it in Arizona and also in Michigan, where grassroots trying to gain power inside the Republican Party have been blocked, arrested, repressed, abused. And we saw this yesterday at the Georgia convention. I want to give a quick shout out to Bill Quinn. He's getting better in the hospital. And hopefully we'll have him back on the show in the near future, but hope he gets well and our prayers are out to him. I just wanted to say that. Hope you're watching, Bill. But this is Power Politics, and we're going to dig into it today. We have a full show. We've got a lot of guests. We're going to run through them all. But first, I just want to give a shout out to whatfinger.com. If you want a good news aggregator site, they post a lot of our content. We've partnered with Whatfinger, a group of veterans that put out just a really good layout and interesting pieces you're not going to find anywhere else. Please check out whatfinger.com for your news scan that you do, along with cdm.press as well, and georgiarecord.com if you're in the Georgia area. I'm going to get started because I sat down, and we've got a lot to go through today. We sat down with Julie Allen a little while ago, and I had a conversation with her on the way to the airport. So I'm going to run this now, and then we have David Cross, Field Searcy, and Antonio Jones coming on the show. Hopefully all that works, but if not, we're producing on the fly here as we put this show together today. But here is my conversation with Julie Allen. I hope you enjoy it. We were honored to have Julie Allen with us today. She was at the convention, and she put out a really interesting thread that was very informative, and I wanted to get her on to talk about it. Julie, welcome. Thanks for coming on today while you're traveling.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it.
So what the heck happened in Dalton, Georgia yesterday?
You know, a convention run by Robert's Rules of Order, the expectation for a delegation is that the will of the majority prevails with respect for all delegates present, including the minority.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, I will share, I've been doxxed previously. You know, my Twitter account is at What Matters in Georgia. So at What Matters in G, you can read the full thread there. And, you know, the number of views are in the thousands, and the number of comments, you know, are extensive. That didn't happen. You know, there's a process where you expect, you know, to be able to vote on a convention chair. That didn't happen. It was appointed without a vote. Similarly, at the beginning of the convention, establishing what the rules are and voting on the rules. You know, the rules were presented with an immediate call for the question without any opportunity for discussion. Right there, the question as to whether, you know, that's out of order, you know, all of those, there were no little entertainment of opportunity for the body to express its will, you know. And as I cover, you know, on my Twitter thread, as people observe, there were very few opportunities for delegates to access the mics. You know, pictures and videos show a clear effort on behalf to block access of the delegates to the microphones. If, for instance, even nominating David Cross for Georgia GOP chair was done by someone who opposed him to block access from someone who would normally do it to the mic. It was all about controlling the mics. So that, you know, did the will of the people occur yesterday? You know, that's an open question. But clearly, the minority of the delegation in large number was disrespected. And I'll further state that a recording was made of a nominating committee interview. Mm-hmm. And the way that one of the candidates was treated, it's stunning. It does not represent me as a delegate. It should not be representative of the GOP at any level of the organization to ask a candidate if corporal punishment was used on them, you know, by their parent, who happens to be the Republican National Committee woman representing Georgia, and to state in that same interview that she deserved it. I mean, to threaten physical abuse, you know, during a nominating committee interview, and for somebody who is a known loyalist to McCoon to say in the context of the interview, ladies, this is not an inquisition. How does that represent, who would want to join a GOP? Who would want to be a candidate, investing your time, talent, and treasure in a process that takes months? We started this convention process in February. To be a delegate at the convention, you know, you had to participate in these conventions. You had to be, put your name in. You had to be selected to even advance, you know, to attend these conventions. The cost of attending the conventions, you know, the first one is free, but to attend the Georgia GOP, you know, convention, even as an alternate, you know, whether you get to vote or not, you know, we're talking exceeding $100 just for the cost of admission for one, wow, for one convention. The candidate forums, you know, they drove around the state, you know, hit many of the counties, you know, and I'll just give a shout out. David Cross, if you look at his YouTube channel, it's Georgia Ballots, G-A-B-A-L-L-O-T-S. What an outstanding presentation of that process. He's in a professional way, many of the forums. And these videos, these high quality videos that were produced, were at no charge to the Georgia GOP. You know, you contrast that with the flyers that we, mailers that clearly campaign flyers for Josh McCoon, that were, you know, 4-page glossy mailers that were sent out to delegates and charged to the Georgia GOP, you know. So Lori McLean came out and said her name is on that, and she knew not, she's a treasurer. She knew nothing about that expenditure. So, you know, who benefits, you know, the cozy relationships with consultants and vendors, but yet David Cross provided all of this information in a high quality format produced by volunteers at no charge to anyone. To me, that was exciting to me, that those resources could have been unleashed within the GOP and there could have been a mobilization. To me, no one is perfect. You know, everybody misspeaks, you know, whether you like, you know, a candidate or not based on personality. You know, Trump, as an example, I vote policy, not personality. And, you know, you don't have to like someone to feel like they will be a leader that brings activities and resources to the party that are needed. And I'll just say, we were barraged with text messages the day of the convention, the days preceding the convention. And I put out a tweet about that, you know, in 2022, it was remarkable for the Trump endorsed slate. Communication from the Georgia GOP or any level of GOP within Georgia was non-existent. I received no communication, no mailers, no phone calls, no text messages to say, Hey, Republican, you know, we know that you're registered to vote, but this is who we recommend that you vote for. None of that, radio silence. Yet, you know, the question of NDA, the question of ballot access, you know, initially candidates were denied ballot access. You know, another objection, you know, from yesterday was the amount of commentary that the convention chair was opining on candidates in advance of votes, you know, that the nominating committee gave extremely biased, sharp criticisms of candidates that were not the McCoon slate. You know, top to bottom, there's been criticism of the Frost family and their relationship with the GRA. If anybody had any question yesterday, it was on full display that Katie Frost was the nominations committee chair, giving strong and sharp commentary about candidates as they were presented, and the nominations that were chosen. And then similarly, her mom, Krista, was on the nominating committee. Brandt was there at the mics orchestrating, you know, Travis Bowden. Debbie Dooley was a point person, you know, assigned to the mic, you know, for 4 hours during the day, preventing access. So those are just, you know, results are what they are. And you know, while I'm disappointed that President Trump's endorsed method of paper ballots that, you know, by executive order or whatever, he's bringing down the pike, the Georgia GOP rejected that. Josh McCoon, under his leadership, rejected it. There was a strong volunteer order that assembled in terms under Field Searcy and Sam Carnline. They activated more than 100 volunteers to do paper ballots. They communicated in advance online and attempted to communicate with, you know, Josh McCoon that this was available. And as well, the Georgia GOP didn't bring this to the table. You know, Josh had talked in candidate forums about his preferred method would be a standing vote, which I didn't, gives me pause. That's mob boss style voting where, you know, there can be retribution, you know, for if you don't vote with, you know, there's a strong element of self-interest in all of this. What are people looking for the GOP? Are they looking for government of, by, and for the people? Or do they want, you know, how many people will vote for comfort over freedom? You know, and that's a choice. For me, I'll just close by saying I was a candidate for office in the last election. Did I have a chance to win? That's not what I thought about when I was asked to run and accepted the challenge. You know, Michael Lancaster with Frederick Douglass Foundation was one who, we were at an event and, you know, he stood up and he said, that's why I'm asking you to run. The same thing with Stephanie Anderson and Matt Rowan, Zach. I ran in a district where a Republican had not run for 40 years. I live in Midtown Atlanta, a few blocks from the Rainbow Crosswalk. I challenged Stacey Evans. She ran for governor in the Democratic primary against Stacey Abrams. She's a strong voice for progressive liberal policies at the Capitol. And I'll just say on SB 144, following the election, I was down there at the ropes begging the Republican majority in the Senate not to even bring the bill to the floor. Talking with Stacey Evans, you know, in committee, whatever, we aligned on that bill. And in her minority report that she gave on the floor on that bill, she said, you know, she said, I had an opponent in the last election and very nice lady who comes and talks to all of you down here, you know, and she said, you need to be aware that we align and this is a terrible bill. But, you know, to me, it's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about what is truth, what is transparency, what is accountability. That is what the reason for which I participate. You know, it's for the next generation and seven generations from now. You know, this element of what does the Republican Party do for me and you know, this needing to have a seat at the table and a title behind my name. I've had that before. I was an Olympic level swimming official. I know what it is to be the top of the heap and everybody gunning for you. You know, the whole issue with Riley Gaines and all of those. I don't mind being an outspoken voice and saying, you know what, as a starter, the appropriate thing would have been to say, step down, ladies, not proceed because of the politics. But here we are. Thank you for inviting me to share my perspective. You know, I'm much more comfortable kind of sharing it online and writing, but
I know I appreciate you coming on. It was, and let me ask you, I think they shut down the mics because the last convention, the grassroots were pretty successful getting things onto the floor, right, for a vote. So it looks like to me they wanted to shut that process down.
I'll just say that the convention chair, Mike Crane, was mocking of the delegates that did speak. And there's always an element of what does the convention chair see from the stage versus what they don't, and whether or not they are seeking to represent the will of the body or whether or not it's a control operation to accomplish the agenda of the parties who are in control. And that is the issue. I spoke briefly with a very respectable woman who was the chair this year of the Fulton County Convention. Stephanie Endres, to her credit, brought in Donna Kosicki as the convention chair, worked well in advance with John White, the Georgia parliamentarian. To Fulton County, it's like herding cats. You know, that's the home of where, 2021, that was my first convention, was the Fulton County Convention, where the tiddlywinks and the, live in the 5th District, where, the establishment used the 5th District to overturn the election of a duly elected candidate and right. Then locked her out of the office. This is the home of Josh McCown and Travis Bowden and the Fulton County Party. But I'll just tell you, that convention was extraordinarily well run by Donna Kosicki, because her objective was to respect the body. People came to the microphone. It's like everybody had an opportunity to speak. That was clearly shut down yesterday. And I'll just say, I came into the crosshairs, of many of my friends. I've been kicked out of Signal chats. I was doxxed by Debbie Dooley, called an unhinged liar because of my online written assessment, accurate of what happened that day. To criticize, the quote unquote regime makes you enemy number one. And, think there's a better way. I've learned that, in politics, you treat one another with respect. Even if we disagree, tomorrow we can work together again. The way that the grassroots was disrespected yesterday, it will be extraordinary to see what happens next and to get out the vote in 2026. Candace Taylor is running, and they were the very ones disrespected. Likewise, the way that she treated Kylie Kramer, it's abuse. I don't know what to say beyond that.
Well, Julie, thank you very much. Have a good flight, and we'll have you back on down the road. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Sorry about the mute there. That was Julie Allen. We got a packed show today. I'm going to bring on David Cross, and we're going to talk some more about this whole situation. David, thanks for joining me today, man. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. You blanked out there for a second.
I'm good. Can you hear
back.
Me?
I can.
Gotcha.
Yes. So I wanted to get your thoughts, and I don't want to put any words in your mouth, so tell the audience what you think about what happened over the weekend.
Oh, listen, we participated in political theater. It was pretty obvious. I mean, when I was backstage about to give my speech, the technicians that were running the show were like, "Holy cow, they love you out there." He said that they were like, "This other guy's going to get his ass kicked." And so anyway, it was just, it was pretty obvious. I mean, there were tons of people that were out there that were supporting, everything that we're trying to do. And, it's just the results that we had are just not credible. And I think what we're going to have to do is, as Julie was saying before, Robert's Rules of Order was not followed at all. Mike Crane did a terrible job, running that convention. And then to top it all off, they decided to just, adopt the rules without having discussion. And in order to do that, you need I think a 50% vote of the people. They didn't even take a vote. They just accepted it and moved on. So this was all political theater. The Frost family, man, it's amazing. They truly are a cancer on the Georgia GOP because they wield their checkbook, like it's a billy club. And if you don't like it, they're going to beat you over the head with it. And what Krista Frost did to me and the other candidates on stage yesterday was abhorrent. I mean, she should never be able to run a nominating committee ever again. And honestly, our nominating committee shouldn't even exist. That's relic from before the internet era, when people didn't have access, to decent information. But they still use that as an opportunity to go up, on stage and, you know, smash me and smash everybody else. So it's pretty apparent what happened. And I got to tell you, yesterday's crowd was the loudest, most, I mean, it was the natives were restless and they wanted change. And boy, we got railroaded. And if you notice, the logo for the convention yesterday was a train going down the tracks. Yeah. We got railroaded.
Wow. So what happens next, David? What do you think?
What happens next is I'm having pizza with my wife because it's her birthday tomorrow. I'm going to hang out with her. You know, her birthday is actually on Monday. So, you know, Monday birthdays are kind of a drag. So we're enjoying the day today. We're going to, you know, we're having fun with each other. We're going out to, you know, to visit with some friends in just a little bit. So we're going to kind of take it easy a little bit, relax. You know, the Georgia GOP has a lot of work and self-reflection to do. And I, honestly, with all the things that I found, you know, about Josh McCune using the company credit card 14 times and giving his best friend, you know, all this money, mm-hmm. charges ought to be filed against him. I mean, like criminal yeah. charges should be filed against him.
Well, don't need any stronger than that. So do you have any thoughts, and you may not want to say, of appealing the convention? I've heard that floating around a little bit.
Yeah, the feeling of the convention was political theater. I don't want to use foul language or anything like that, I'll tell you right now is if President Trump was at that convention, mm-hmm. he would have said, this is a shit show, mm-hmm. this is ridiculous, and I think President Trump would have walked out, you know, yesterday. I think yeah. he would have been disgusted with it. And what's stranger still is that, you know, the people that are in charge of the Georgia GOP, none of them gave any money to Trump. So it's just,
yeah,
it's like I live in this world of crazy.
Yeah, we're going to work hard to get to the bottom of that paradigm for sure. Well, anything else you want to say, David? I know I caught you off guard by last minute getting on the show, but.
Yeah. So something that's critically important is mm-hmm. if you attended the convention tomorrow, if you're a viewer and you attended the convention, if you attended the convention yesterday and if you feel like everything was fine, then wonderful, you know, send me the messages and tell me everything was fine. If you think it was, you know, if you think it was a terrible convention and we should have, and Robert's rules of order should have been followed, share your thoughts with me. Send them to email them to team@crossforgeorgia.com. If you mm-hmm. happen to have any, you know, video or pictures or something like that, share them with me. I'd be curious to see, you know, kind of what other people think that attended, because I mean, I know what my perspective is, but I'm one of the candidates and I would love to see what other people think.
David, thank you. Appreciate you coming on last minute. Take care. Have a good,
my pleasure,
have
man.
Good
thank
pizza
you.
With your wife. Take care.
All right.
So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back on the Georgia show. We have Field Searcy and Antonio Jones coming along with some commentary. We'll talk about some of these issues in depth. Be right back.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You may have noticed that the companies whose products you buy tend to kind of hate you. They're controlled by massive multinational corporations, and they have all kinds of weird agendas that you're supporting when you buy their products. We didn't realize that nicotine pouches, which we've used for years, were in this category. We just want a nicotine pouch. And then they lecture you and take the money you give them to support things that you hate. So we decide we're going to make our own, and we did. And it is, we can say, not bragging here, just stating fact, the single best nicotine pouch in the world. It's called ALP, and it comes in all kinds of excellent flavors. Wintergreen, tropical fruit, chilled mint, refreshing chill, sweet nectar, and a bunch of others that we're rolling out. By the way, there are 20 per tin, not 15 like some of our competitors will not be named.
Zen.
And they're in 3, 6, and 9 milligrams. It is the single best nicotine pouch ever made. Go to alppouch.com. You will not regret it.
Well, in the case of hydroxychloroquine and mm-hmm. ivermectin, mm-hmm. these are two medications that have been FDA approved for use in humans for decades. Mm-hmm. They are very, very inexpensive. Interestingly, available over the counter in almost every other country other than the US and Canada. Yeah. You can just walk into a pharmacy and buy them like we buy Tylenol in much of the world because they're that safe. And we've known for decades that ivermectin has very strong antiviral properties. It has anti-inflammatory properties, and both ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are what we call zinc ionophores. They help to move zinc from the bloodstream into the cell, which is where it needs to be in order to fight off a virus. So lots of application for these. And we have every reason to believe that those drugs also will likely have some efficacy against H5N1 or a number of other respiratory viruses that we may meet down the road.
Welcome back. I just want to highlight those two sponsors, outpouch.com/CDM. Ditch the woke Zen and get the Alp, a better experience, moister, more in the tin, and just a better taste all around, a better experience. So please support us and support free media with outpouch.com. Don't forget the /CDM. And also go to the Wellness Company. Check them out. They're one of our best sponsors, twc.health/CDM. Promo code CDM, you get 10% off. Check out their medical kits. I've got some right here. This travel kit I take with me everywhere. The vaccine detox formulas, the online doctor visits, the subscriptions for free nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. Check it all out. There's a lot there. I can't go through it all, but one of our best sponsors. Protect your family. Make sure they're good to go with an emergency medical kit for the next pandemic that comes our way. So a few things. Julie Allen, I forgot to mention. She wanted me to mention a few things. One, Robert's Rules of Order provides a structured framework for conducting meetings, ensuring fair and democratic decision-making. Its purpose is to facilitate orderly discussions, protect the rights of all participants, and balance majority rule with respect for minority opinions. This didn't happen. They were physically blocking the mic. If you try to reach for the mic, they will grab you as Debbie Dooley grabbed Donna. Then they got the police and wanted to charge Donna with assault. The grassroots were abused. The Georgia 2025 GOP convention was a shit show, a grassroots clampdown. The Georgia grassroots came out for Trump. In her words, 26 has now been lost. Controlling factions of the Georgia GOP have sold us out. They did it in 2020. They bared it all yesterday. They do not want to win. It's all about control. I think that's right. We're going to talk about that a little more. We've got Field Seriously coming on here shortly at 2:30, and then Antonio Jones. If that doesn't work, then bear with us because we're producing on the fly and put all this together at the last minute because obviously we didn't know how yesterday was going to turn out. And so we've been trying to get people lined up. There was another photo. Well, let me just say that you need to understand as an audience what's going on because I've said before, I'm in the Miami-Dade or was until last December in the Miami-Dade Republican Executive Committee down in Florida. And we saw the same thing there, a tyranny of the establishment, not following Robert's rules, not allowing discussions, literal tyranny from the top down. We had one situation where we were trying to get a rule passed. We put motions on the floor, and then the chairman told everybody to leave so there wouldn't be a quorum, and they couldn't pass anything. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on, and it's not just in Georgia. It's all around the country, Florida, Arizona, Michigan, and elsewhere. And you need to get it. You need to see the big picture that this is destroying the grassroots, the Republican Party nationwide. That's what this is all about. And essentially, it's a Marxist revolution. And they don't want President Trump to win again. And guess what? They're trying to destroy the party so that he doesn't, so that you don't get in. And they don't, as Julie's text said, they don't want to win. They only want to control and prevent an effective party from being formed and to win elections. They don't care about elections. And I've said it before also, we've done a lot of reporting where they're taking money and misdirecting it inside the party. We're going to dig into more of that later as the weeks go by. But the arrogance of this is really astounding. And if you look at, this is a slide yesterday from Debbie Dooley, who we've talked about a lot on the Georgia Record, who's attacked us for being Islamic jihadi sympathizers. She says, "Victory cigar, we won big and dominated the Georgia GOP convention." So, you know, let that sink in for a minute. I don't really, the gall, it's really wild. So we're going to talk with Field Seriously here in a second. I'm going to run another ad just because the first half hour, we didn't do much at all. And then we'll wait for Field to come on. Be right back. If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio, because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you. Well, we've got Field now. I'm going to bring him in. Field, thanks for joining me today, my friend. I appreciate you jumping on last minute.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Todd. How are you doing?
We're busy, man. I don't want to put any words in your mouth. I want you to tell me what you thought of what happened over the weekend in Dalton.
Well, you know, the last 3 days have been a whirlwind for Sam and I. Mm-hmm. We left early Thursday to drive up. He's on the state committee. And we left from Cairo. It took us 7 hours to get there. We got there barely at 4 o'clock to get him into the meeting in time. And of course, while he was doing that, I had some things to work on to get prepared for our with our volunteers. We have been preparing for several weeks now, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. We've been preparing to do an option to do paper ballots as a paper ballot counting option for the election. And we had trained over the last week. We trained about 120 or 30 people in the Cherokee method, which is developed by Tanya Sosa. She's from Cherokee County, but it's based on other trusted and verified hand counting methods around the country. But she modified it to comply with a Georgia law, 212-437, of how a hand count should be done at the precinct. And so we did the training, and we had a training every night last week, is Monday through Thursday. And then on Saturday, we had another Friday, we had another training that afternoon, right after Garland's presentation on Executive Order 14248. But anyway, like I said, it's been a whirlwind. And then we reached out to the GOP leadership about a week and a half ago about being prepared. Let's collaborate how you might do this. The body, the people want to do it. I even asked Josh if we could do this. He said, well, it's going to be up to the body. It'll be up to the will of the body to do this. And so I felt like we were going to have a fair shot, at least, of mm-hmm. having an opportunity to do paper ballots. Well, as you may have heard and gathered from other sources, that we had a convention, and it was perfectly depicted by the monitor with the railroad and the train up there. We had a railroad of a convention that destroyed any of the voice of the people. It was disgusting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I say it's a whirlwind, I don't think God was happy about this weekend. Mm-hmm. Because the way the people were treated and disrespected, as we were leaving and loading up our boxes, our t-shirts, and all of our supplies and everything, we had the back of our paper ballot wagon open, hand count roadshow open. And the storm came, and it was a tornado. Actually, we didn't even know it. Anyway, as the last stuff we got into the trailer, the wind started whipping and blowing. We had to get inside the trailer with the back flap down on the ground. The wind was just blowing in there, and several of us got soaked. Hmm. And the tree started snapping, and
wow,
with the whole thing was just shaking. And if we hadn't been attached to the van, we might have flipped over. And the doors got blown off the front of the building at the same time. So this was after this whole display of being railroaded during that convention. And whirlwind is the right terminology, I think.
Well, several in the GOP establishment like to use God as they like to reference that because they think they're on the right side. It doesn't sound like what you're talking about.
Well, you know, God has a way of getting people's attention. And yeah. The night before, we had prayer that we would be successful. And even if we didn't get the hand count option, that mm-hmm. whatever happened would be God's will. And that morning, Saturday morning, we had all of our volunteers met out in front under the flags.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. We had prayer and anointing of all the people there, too.
Yeah.
Over the process, the delegates, that hearts be opened. And but, you know, it wasn't God's timing, apparently, because we didn't get that part of it done. But that's the emotional part of it for me.
Maybe he wanted everyone to see. You know, sometimes you just have to show them. Let me ask you this. I think part of this whole effort and the train and the railroading and the arrogance on social media is to demoralize the populace, the grassroots. Are the people demoralized or not?
They're very much demoralized. They're disenfranchised. They feel like their voice is not heard. Mm-hmm. And there's a saying that goes back 15 years when I first got involved in the GOP was, keep it small, rule it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I feel, that that's how they're running things. And not sure where, well, I know where Sam and I are going. We're going to continue the paper please movement,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to listen to what God says and where we should go. And then we don't know where that's going to be yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's going to be within, I don't think that we're going to get election integrity through the party. We had a perfect opportunity to do a hand count. We had done analysis on how long it would take based on the city of Milton did a hand count. And we felt like we could do it, you know, probably within an hour, we'd be able to count the ballots and return the first round of results. And it took an hour to hand out the clickers. And they didn't have them tested, and we had to test them. And the tests they used for it were totally a bogus sham test, Todd.
Yeah.
You press one for this, two for this, three for that. Well, the questions they were asking, there was no way to validate that the results are correct. So they asked if you were a Georgia fan or from some other fan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the numbers came up there. They didn't total up to the number of people in the delegation. But how do you know how many people are Georgia fans and how many know people are not? How many people have an Android phone versus how many people have an Apple phone, an iPhone? So there was no way to validate. So, I mean, even a monkey could have done that test because it's just bogus. I got up to the mic. Once we actually able, someone was actually get to the mic, which they blocked the mics. There's many stories about that. I'm sure we'll get reports from others. But I asked the question, how are these things tested? This test is a total bogus sham test.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you should ask the question, and I'm going to paraphrase it differently than I did yesterday, but I said, how many people were born on the moon and how many people were born on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
And you should have the number should be 17 or 13 were born on Earth, right? Yeah. I didn't say that quite that way yesterday because I was under the heat of the moment. I used a couple of different analogies about it, but the point is still the same. There's no way to validate. And for a party that says they believe in election integrity, they had the perfect opportunity to prove it. Because the RNC has resolutions that support hammered paper ballots. The Georgia GOP Election Integrity Task Force has resolutions supporting hammered paper ballots. You have Trump Executive Order 14248 supporting hammered paper ballots. We did hammered paper ballots in the 2nd District, the 11th District, and the 14th District. That just less than 60 days ago. And we used the same Cherokee method in the 2nd District. So, and we've even gotten and perfected from what we did that time. We had more time to think about it, more time to make sure all the bases were covered. But I tell you what, every step of the day, Friday, the Lord opened the door for the next thing we need to do because we were so busy talking, setting up, but he opened the door for the next thing we need to find out about. Where would we do the count? How would we put the tables? How would we make sure we have chain of custody protected? But we actually never got an opportunity to present any of this to the leadership.
That test is kind of like the QR code when you vote and you get your ballot back as a QR code. You voted, but you don't know what's in there, right?
You don't know what's in there. Yeah. And that's the thing, that that's why the ballot marking devices we use now, mm-hmm. the risk limiting audit they do, the creator of the risk limiting audit, where they say they do a hand count of the ballots, that's Dr. Philip Stark. He created the method. He says the risk limiting audit has no value when you use a ballot marking touchscreen device, because mm-hmm. the voter's intent is never known. Because once you take your key card out of the ballot marking device, what you saw on the screen is erased. Nobody will ever know what was shown to that you on that screen. There's no way to ever know.
Yeah.
And so the voter intent is never known with the existing electronic voting system we have now. So that's why we've been going for handmarked paper ballots. We believe that Georgia law already supports it through the emergency ballot procedures. We can scan those ballots through the tabulator. We'll get a result that night. But we need to do a hand count before the race is certified. And it's supposed to be done at the precinct. But they do a full hand count. Now you have a matching number from the hand count. You can match the machine count. And you have some validation that these results are accurate and you can trust it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I'd like to get rid of the tabulator, too. I mean, the whole country of Taiwan, 24 million people, they have one day voting, handmarked paper ballots, and they count them at the precinct the day of the election. And the reason they do that is they're worried about foreign influence in their elections.
Sure.
And you know, Taiwan is they're pretty smart people. I mean, they make a lot of our microchips, but they're worried about Chinese influence in their elections. So they want to maintain the sovereignty of their elections.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I would encourage you to regroup, and you're the tip of the spear. So you guys got to find a way forward, and we'll help you get that word out. But wow, anything? How do people follow you, Field? I mean, what's the best way to get involved?
The best way to get involved is to go to JordansForTruth.org, and that's spelled out FOR, Georgians for Truth. Or you can find us on X. We do most of our communication on X as far as updates is Georgians the number 4 Truth. We also have a Rumble channel. It's the Grady County Boys. Mm-hmm. And we post our 3 or 4 minute skits and things like that there. And those are the best ways, but you always need to get on our email list. If you go to Georgians for Truth, we send out email blasts about what's going on, how to get involved in the next state election board. Are we going to do a press conference or anything that's happening in the area of election integrity? We really would appreciate all the grassroots to get in behind us.
Well, we're still in the fight. So the battle is ahead of us. So Phil, thank you for your time last minute, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
I'll give you a plug for ALP right now. So if you talk about one of the worst companies that's out there,
America's greatest nicotine pouch,
America's lip pillow. But who is your biggest competitor?
That would be the Zyn Corporation.
Zyn. Do you know who owns Zyn?
I do.
So it's Philip Morris International.
Yep.
They are operationally headquartered in Switzerland. On their website to this day, I mean, you go on their website today, they have a massive diversity, equity, inclusion piece that is on their website. They have that, and I would say it's the worst aspects of DEI, which can be quota systems, race-based systems. And on their website today, they say, we're going to hire 20% of our people, we want to be Asian. Literally on their website, just 20%. They want 40% women. I mean, literally quota systems they have on their website today. But the other piece is that on their website, and this is a company that makes Marlboro cigarettes and Zyn and other things, is so they're like one of their big partners for Pride Month that's coming up is the Stonewall Org. And Stonewall Org is one of these LGBTQ+ organizations. And, you know, fine, you can do that. But like they are advocating for biological men to compete against women in sports.
But like, this is what's crazy is that, like, and I think this is the problem about where we're going is
what does that have to keep that out of my mouth? I mean, this is.
I'm David Cross, and you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
Welcome back to the Georgia Show. What I can tell you is free media is kryptonite to this matrix Marxist revolution we're facing. So one way you can support free media, CDM, and the Georgia Show and the Georgia Record is sign up for our no-ad subscriptions. Any of our sites, our 13 sites, have at the top right, subscribe with no ads. It's $10 a month or $100 a year, and you get access to the entire network, which is growing rapidly without any pop-up ads on your phone, without any ads while you're scrolling. And you get access to all our content all over the world and the U.S. in all of our different papers like the Georgia Record, the Connecticut Sentinel, the Montana Sentinel, Colorado Free Press, Miami Independent, Easton Gazette, Manhattan.press, the Manhattan.press. So we have a lot of content in addition to the U.S., but also overseas, our Hispanic site, military site, armedforces.press. And that is, you can really support us that way because it gives us revenue every month. We can come in and know what we got coming into the month, at least to pay reporters to do, you know, field trips out to see things that are going on, do reporting like we went down to North Carolina during the hurricane. It just gives us a lot of leeway and resources to get things done. So please support us that way. I'm waiting on Antonio Jones to come on. I haven't seen him yet. I'm just going to text him now. Stay with us. We're producing on the fly. We put this together last minute, and I'm just going to run another ad. Oh, there's Antonio. He's coming on now. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's going on? Let me know if my audio is good. I just, you know.
No, you look good. You sound good. It's all there. So thank you for coming on last minute. I was told you had a really good perspective on this convention, and I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but I just want to hear what you have to say, my friend.
Man, I've been texting because I was at church this morning, but since I left the place yesterday, you know, starting with my wife, she's nowhere like any close to politics. Mm-hmm. But Todd, this was the worst business/professional meeting that I've ever been to in my life. I mean, ever been to, and I'm not a guy, you know, I get pretty passionate, you know, on the show about certain issues and things like that. But it was the worst thing that I've ever saw from a professional standpoint, a biased standpoint of things that was coming out of that podium, slanting things towards one candidate or another. I mean, it was bad. If this was my first time just saying I wanted to be interested in the GOP, going to a convention, I would never go back. I would never go back.
Well, that's discouraging. I asked Field Searcy this in the previous segment, but I think that one of the goals of this is to demoralize the grassroots, and that seems to maybe have been effective. How do we combat that at the local level, in your opinion?
Well, we just got to realize what we're fighting for, you know, and, you know, I've talked about several times on my show earlier in the year, you know, even before I think the incident went down with Colton Moore being arrested by Speaker Burns for trying to go into the joint session was we got to realize what we're fighting for right now. The golden age is on the line in Georgia. We got President Trump back in there, and there are some forces, some dark forces, including in our state, Republicans included, that don't want the golden age. You know, they like the cheap labor and the Green New Deal and everything. But it all boils down to this, Todd. We're fighting for our children, the future of this nation, and for people to have an opportunity to live in a free society. That choice people are making, and people also making the choice to join in with the establishment, to continue these globalist ideas where they jockey for positions rather than talking to the people and letting the people elevate them, then they go to higher ups. And anytime we get in that position, we suffer. So I think if people understand that in from the aspect of what's really on the line, future and freedom, you know, there's no way we can stop fighting these people.
Well, tell me about your show. You've become pretty effective and popular. Tell me what you got going on.
Well, War Room Georgia, you know, it's just basically a platform. It's more like an amplifier. I'm more of an analyst than a journalist, and I guess people probably know that by now from watching the show. I learned so much from podcasters like yourself, the likes of Steve Bannon. I think everybody's podcasting now. You know, I hosted Alex Jones for an hour late last year. And I learned so much from podcasting. I wanted to bring that whole idea originally just to Gwinnett County. But lo and behold, that the signal started kind of spilling outside and people start watching from different places. So I decided to change the name to War Room Georgia. But we're basically an amplifier for people like you mentioned Field early, people that are doing election integrity, trying to get paper ballots, or just regular everyday people that are trying to fight for the country. We want to be an amplifier to help amplify the signal to the masses, because we can't depend on mainstream media. It's pretty much dead. And that's why CDM, what you do here is so important too as well.
Well, tell me how people can follow you. And what is there anything else you want to get out to the public?
Just stay involved. Yesterday was it was a culmination of everything that we've been seeing as far as the globalists. I want to say it came to a head yesterday, but they have one goal, and that's to keep power in Georgia. And my opinion is that they've been using President Trump's name in order to grift off of him to maintain their establishment power right here in the state of Georgia. President Trump was very clear. He wanted paper ballots. And what are we voting on? We're voting on electronic clickers that they spend, I think, about $12,000 on. That is not aligned with President Trump's agenda. Yeah. But my social media page for War Room, you can find us War Room Georgia. That's on X, YouTube, Facebook, and what else we got? And Rumble, I guess, until they kick us off to off of these platforms. That's what we'll be.
Gotcha, Antonio. We'll have you back, man. Thank you for your time. Short notice and everything. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
I'm watching my friends gain more and more weight. And then eventually, I got to tell you, this is a little dark, but a bad diet literally killed my whole crew.
Wow.
Diabetes, a stroke. I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's like you had a stroke. You're not even 50 years old. You guys got to quit eating this stuff. Your body knows what's what. You're not conscious of this. But that's why people will go to the refrigerator and they'll grab this and that and the other and put together this outrageously elaborate combination of foods. Your body's trying to reach balance. Unbeknownst to us, our bodies are always trying to reach homeostasis. You can't eat all of this stuff and expect to live a long time. And one thing led to another. And I went, you know, forget this. We're going to make our own product. So we partnered with a one of the world's top three biochemists where nutrition specific study is concerned. I said, all I want is the best nutritional immune support product in the world. So we mix it in yogurt. It's a powder. I got a bag of it here. I keep one on the console all the time, you know, just so I can show people.
Yeah.
And it's a powder. Now, this is not candy. This is hardcore nutrition. And sugar is an enemy. And most people do not know that the reason these bellies are showing up on people all over the place, your body makes fat to store the toxins it can't get rid of. So it just puts them over here. But I can tell you this. You take this for 30 days and then lay off of it for 2 or 3 days, and you'll go, good grief, give me some more. Skin, nails, hair growing back. Cut yourself and it heals in half the time.
Welcome back to the Georgia Show. Before we close out today, I just want to I just want you to think about what's going on all over the country. This is a Marxist revolution. It has a lot of infiltrators, a lot of people who say one thing and do another, a lot of people who have hidden agendas. And that agenda is to take the future away from your children. So we can't give up. We have to keep fighting for clean elections. We've had fits and starts, wins and losses. This was we lost the battle yesterday, but we may have won the information war in the minds of the Georgia people and the country. And we're going to continue talking about this. In fact, tomorrow we're going to rerun this show on my daily news show, 10 to 12, Monday through Friday Eastern, called The Skiff. And we're going to talk about these issues again, and the whole country will see it. But, you know, I also want you to think about some of the conservative ink that supported this regime in Georgia. Who's putting these people on the shows? Who's speaking? What shows have we been kicked off of because we don't follow the party line? What endorsements are coming out? Who's giving endorsements? Who's not? I want you to think about all that, because what we're looking at is end results here. And I can tell you right now, CDM, we're not paid by anybody like pharma or any. We get advertisements, we put political advertisements up. you know, we'll put a Democrat up if they want to advertise on our network. But we're not beholden to anyone to, for our survival. We're only beholden to you. So we want what's best for our children and our grandchildren and their future. And we're going to continue to stay true to that across the CDM network, and especially the Georgia Show and the Georgia Record, georgiarecord.com. So please support us with our no-ad subscriptions. Please support our sponsors. It's important, and we thank you. We'll be back Wednesday night on the Georgia Show at 7. Highly likely Bill Quinn is still out, but we will put a show together for Wednesday night, and check us out tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock here Eastern on the Skiff. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us today.